The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 3rd of August, 2008. It was on this day, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain on his three ships, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Niña, 90 men. In September, they restocked in the Canary Islands, and October 12th, they sighted land, an island in the Bahamas. In his journal, Columbus wrote about the natives on the island. They ought to make good and skilled servants. I think they can very easily be made Christians, for they seem to have no religion. It's the birthday of P.D. James, born in Oxford, England, 1920, Phyllis Dorothy James. Though she was born in Oxford, raised in Cambridge, she didn't have money to go to either university, and she was a girl. So she left school when she was 16. She worked at a tax agency and then in a theater. She'd always wanted to write novels and wrote her first novel, Cover Her Face, published in 1962. Her husband had schizophrenia. He was hospitalized, so she had to provide for the family. The first novel was accepted by the first publisher she sent it to, and after that she went on to write over 20 more. Cover Her Face introduced her most famous protagonist, the detective Adam Dalglish, who runs Scotland Yard but is also a man who writes and publishes poetry, and who is featured in 13 of P.D. James's novels. P.D. James, who said, "We English are good at forgiving our enemies. It releases us from the obligation of liking our friends." It's the birthday of Clifford D. Simak, born in 1904 in Millville, Wisconsin, who, as he carried on a long career as news editor at the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, also became a prominent American writer of science fiction, most of it set in rural Wisconsin, writing about parallel worlds in time, about ordinary farmers drinking beer on the porch who might or might not turn out to be aliens. His most famous work, a collection of short stories called City, published in 1952. It's the birthday of the poet Diane Wachowski, born in Whittier, California, in 1937, author of more than 40 books of poems, who said, "Poetry is the art of saying what you mean, but disguising it." It's the birthday of Albert Halper, born in Chicago, 1904, whose first novel was Union Square, 1933, considered a proletarian novel, although Halper did not like that term. And it's the birthday of Walter Kern, born in Akron, Ohio, 1962, author of Thumbsucker, a comic novel about growing up in Minnesota, his most recent novel, The Unbinding, which was first published in serial form on Slate.com. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by G.E. Johnson, Pilgrims. "Out of the flat, dry country where I seem to be stuck these days, I'd like to sail up the west coast on a cruise ship with strangers and you and me, lying in bed, feeling the engines vibrate far below. We'd dress up for dinner in the grand salon and dine on champagne and oysters like tycoons, and when the ship comes to port, we'd stay on board and walk the decks and hear old tunes drift across the water as we promenade, like If I Had You, which Bucky Weil played so beautifully. God rest his elegant spirit, and here we are, so lucky to be able to hear it. We are pilgrims afforded room and board, and each day, my darling, is its own reward." Pilgrims, a sonnet by G.E. Johnson, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Ciccala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.